Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu v Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka. Dneska je nedeľa 14. apríla 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusiniv Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. For those of us on the old calendar, we are still in the season of the Great Fast, and we start off today's broadcast with our Lenten hymn. We have Stradalnia Mati, as performed by the Poles Ensemble from Prešov, Slovakia. This broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Russian Society. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russin FM. I'm still looking for a sponsor for May 5th's second special Easter broadcast. And if you would like to either sponsor that broadcast or make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Polovka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. 877-935-1, or you can email me, dean.paloca@gmail.com. dean.paloca@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Get Involved, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Get Involved, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Donations have dropped off significantly, and I know the Carpathia Russian Society, we're going to be consolidating all of our web pages into one in the very near future, and I would have to hate to put a paywall between listening to the archives and you. Just need a couple of dollars. I checked the statistics, and I've seen just in this month alone that somebody, well, actually three people, have listened to just about every broadcast from 2004 until today. Send me a couple bucks in honor of our 21st anniversary, or sponsor a program. Don't need a lot, just need a little bit. 412-877-9351 or dean.paloca@gmail.com or online, c-rs.org, Get Involved, Russian Heritage Radio Program.
Thank you.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate today, the 14th of April, the 113th birthday of Blessed Theodore Oromja, priest, pedagogue, and church hierarch in Podkarpatska Rus. Theodore Yuri Oromja was born April 14th in the town of Veliky Bychkiel, then part of the Hungarian kingdom in historic Maramaros County on the Soporka and Tisa River, bordering Romania, today part of the Transcarpathian County. His father, Pavel Oromja, worked as an official on the railroad. His mother, born Maria Semak, was a full-time homemaker. Like many ambitious families in the region, and because of the Magyarization policies, the Romjas spoke Hungarian language at home. In the presence of others, however, they did switch to the Russian language. Theodore was always cheerful, loved sports, and was happy to read the lives of saints and martyrs. After graduating from high school in Hust in 1930, the Bishop of Mukachevo, Peter Gebe, accepted him to the priestly seminary in Ushhorod, and seeing his talents and character, sent him to finish his theological studies at the papal colleges in Rome. First, he attended the Germanicum Hungaricum College and then Russicum College in Rome, where he finished also his philosophical and theological training at the Gregorium Pontifical University, where he obtained a doctorate. Theodore was ordained a celibate Greek Catholic priest by Bishop Alexander Evrenov of the Russian Greek Catholic Church on Christmas Day 1936 in the Basilica of St. Mary Major. After completing his compulsory military service in the Czechoslovak Army, he served briefly as a pastor in several parishes in Podkarpatska Rus, namely Berehovo and Nizhny Bystry, before being assigned a professor of philosophy at the Eparchial Seminary in Ushhorod in 1939. On September 24, 1944, with Transcarpathia being under Nazi occupation and Soviet forces rapidly advancing west, Oromja, at only 33 years of age, was consecrated bishop of the Eparchy of Mukachevo in the cathedral in Ushhorod by Bishop Miklos Dudash. Oromja immediately had to face the Soviet Red Army, which occupied the churches, assigned them to the Russian Orthodox Church, and arrested priests. Oromja refused to break with the Pope in front of General Petro. Oromja organized a celebration of the Feast of the Assumption with the participation of more than 80,000 pilgrims, but this was not tolerated by the communist officials, who now began plotting to dispose of the young bishop. Despite expressions of loyalty to the new regime by Bishop Oromja and his eparchy, the communist regime was intent on liquidating the Greek Catholic Church, which it considered, as in neighboring Galicia, the main source of Ukrainian nationalist opposition to the new regime. Even though this was not the case in Podkarpatska Rus, it mattered little to the Soviets. At first, the Soviet secret services, the NKVD, suggested to Bishop Oromja that he become Orthodox and place his eparchy under the jurisdiction of the Moscow Patriarchate. When Bishop Oromja categorically refused the offer, the NKVD implemented its well-tried techniques. On October 27, 1947, a group of its agents orchestrated a road accident whereby a truck struck the bishop's horse-drawn carriage on a road between the villages of Ivanyevtsi and Lokovo. When he was not killed in the quote-unquote accident, the agents beat up the bishop, who still survived, and was operated on at a hospital in Mukachevo. Bishop Romja was making good progress when, late on the night of October 31st, the nuns who were nursing him were suddenly dismissed, and a new nurse was assigned to him by the regime. A little after midnight Moscow time, Romja was found dead. The nurse had poisoned Bishop Romja with an injection of curare, provided by the head of NKVD Laboratory No. 12, Dr. Grigory Mironovsky. According to research in Soviet archives, the bishop's murder was personally ordered by Nikita Khrushchev. On November 4, 1947, a large crowd attended Bishop Oromzha's funeral, despite Soviet efforts to shut down and block public transportation. He was buried in the crypt of the Holy Cross Cathedral in Ushorod. The Rusyn Greek Catholic Church was relentlessly persecuted and in 1949 officially suppressed. All of its properties were allocated to the Russian Orthodox Church. 130 priests were sent to forced labor camps in the Soviet Gulag, and the remaining parishes were placed under the jurisdiction of the Orthodox Eparchy of Mukachevo-Ushorod. In 1986, American Byzantine Rusyn Catholic hierarchs initiated the cause for Bishop Oromzha's canonization, and in 2001, St. Pope John Paul II beatified the Rusyn bishop. This is the first step toward canonization, approving his veneration as a martyr of the Catholic Church. That same year in Hungary, a bust of Bishop Oromzha was erected in a park dedicated to religious martyrs in the small town of Lakitelek near Szolnok. In 1998, the relics of Blessed Bishop Theodore Oromzha were found in the tomb in the crypt of Holy Cross Cathedral in Ushorod. They were transferred to Budapest, Hungary for medical examination. On the 27th and 28th of June 2003, his relics were translated and carried in a solemn procession back to Ushorod, where they are enshrined in a side chapel at the Holy Cross Cathedral. In commemoration of the event, a second feast day, the translation of the holy relics of Blessed Theodore Oromzha is celebrated on June 28th. May the memory of Blessed Bishop Theodore Oromzha be eternal. Vichnaya yemu pamyat vladeko.
Ща за восьму, за восьму, за дружину не возьму, не возьму, не возьму, я стоюва, що малючи, як сова, як сова, не возьму, я стоюва, що малючи, як сова, як сова, а як я ща за восьму, за восьму, за дружину не возьму, не возьму. Лем возьму, я звісланка, що малюка, як славка, як славка. Лем возьму, я звісланка, що малюка, як славка, як славка.
Хей, хопа!
На цимбал! Грай, хоп, хоп!
За возьму, за дружину не возьму, не возьму, лем возьму, я з планиці, що мальоти, як шпиці, як шпиці, лем возьму, я з планиці, що мальоти, як шпиці, як шпиці. А як я ще за возьму, за возьму, за дружину не возьму, не возьму. Лем возьму, я слабице, що є легка, як пірце, лем возьму, я слабице, що є легка, як пірце. Thank you.
te musi. Olidivka vajna, kolidivka vajna, vaj ti zamiš musi. Olidivka vajna, kolidivka vajna, vaj ti zamiš musi. Veselja, veselja, na veseli ljude. Jak bi meni znati, jak bi meni znati, koliš moje dude. Jak bi meni znati, jak bi meni znati, koliš moje dude.
Hej, opa!
Горянко, що не сеш у чванку, дай мі ся напіти, дай мі ся напіти, буду тя любити. Дай мі ся напіти, дай мі ся напіти, буду тя любити. Іванку, Іванку, я б тя любила, як би мене мати, як би мене мати, за тебе не біла. Як би мене мати, як би мене мати, за тебе не біла. Шаквелести, фраїрочки мої, пірідай, пірідай, пірідова вона, скочив моє до неї, фраїр тобі шкода. Думаш, парадніцо, життя в серці ношу, я тя парадницо під коліном прошу. Пірідай, пірідай, пірідова вода, скочи боєм до неї, краєту мі шкода. Пірідай, пірідай, пірідова вода, скочи боєм до неї, краєту мі шкода. Я не такий, як того ті радя. Пірідай, пірідай, пірідова вода, скочив боєм до неї, та їх тобі шкода. Пірідай, пірідай, пірідова вода, скочив боєм до неї, та їх тобі шкода.
From another land, others in mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participated in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the April 2024 edition of the GCU magazine. So that is GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Applications are still being accepted for this year's Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, given by Dr. Paula Donson. A gift amount of $1,000 will be given to an outstanding student who are members of the Carpatha Rusyn Society or who would advance the Carpatha Rusyn culture, language, or tenets of the Carpatha Rusyn Society. The purpose of the scholarship is to recognize and provide financial assistance to an outstanding student enrolled in a higher education program or any accredited institution that offers certified academic, professional, technical, or vocational training. To get more information on the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, please visit our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Get Involved, and click Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. c-rs.org, Get Involved, Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, or you can contact Sharon Jarrow at this email address, sjarrow@c-rs.org, sjarrow@c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Rusyn FM, your Rusyn radio station, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can still order some Easter items through our sales catalog. You can take part in the genealogical discussions and much more. c-rs.org, and listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your browser, go to rusyn.fm, or on your mobile device, look up the app Rusyn FM. Rusyn FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, a krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
Анцю, анцю, дзиню, 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 люби винтя цілу зиму, зиму, люби винтя цілу зиму.
Люби анцю цілу зиму, зиму, люби анцю цілу зиму.
Цілу зиму і весноньку.
Цілу зиму і весну, весноньку, люби файну дівчиноньку, ноньку, люби файну дівчиноньку.
Люби файну дівчиноньку.
Та не файна була мати.
Та не файна була мати, мати не хотіла занядати, дати, не хотіла занядати.
Бо хотіла її мати, мати забагато.
Пішов у Росію, а я пішов у Росію, в Росію, та заробив тисяч тисячію, та заробив тисячію,
та й заробив тисячію.
А я мамі.
моя мамі міщу гроші, гроші. Ой, який в ня зять хорош, хороший. Ой, який в ня зять хороший.
Ой, який в ня зять хорош, хороший. Ой, який в ня зять хороший.
Урвалася струна, Що Майфайло гула, одалася то та дівка, що Майфайна була. Загудеме, загудеме, та й дружбовий танець, бо її дівоцтву низька вечір конець. Дівка була дівка, не було й пари, так за ньо йшли хлопці і дождьові хмари. Ай, бо то ті хмари не мож полічити, ай, бо то паранну дівку не мож не любити. Вчора була дівка, а ти більш вона. Вчора мах коси, а тепер нема. Вчора була дівка, а ти більш вона. Вчора мах коси, а тепер нема. Личко рум'яное, і дзвонила хлопцям, життя молодое. Дівка була дівка, не було й пари, так занюшли хлопці, як дощові хмари.
Голоси русинів Америка.